You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. What a day we have got. National No Housework Day. Got to think that there are a lot of folks that are going to be very, very excited to hear that one.
Who can?
Yeah, have a little bit of fun there with National No Housework Day, and at the same time, National Beer Day. Yes, indeed.
It is what it is.
Sounds like a good one to me. Put the two together, and you might cause some serious trouble if you throw in the coffee cake that goes with it, National Coffee Cake Day. I don't know if you want to go with coffee cake and beer, but, you know, maybe a little port wine with a little cake at the end of the day. That might be a little more intriguing, a little more exciting for some folks. And yeah, we will move right along this morning. Seeing first-timers, that jobs number coming out, not the new jobs, the weekly jobless claims fell by 9,000. There's only 267,000 people filing first-time unemployment jobs this time. That's probably not not too exciting if you're one of those 267,000 people. Now, the upside to that, if there is such a thing, the economists, they figured that the number was going to be a little bit higher. They were expecting it to be 270,000. Just another sign that our economy is not quite where we all might want it to be. Of course, we've been sharing that with you. A lot of people come to me and they say, well, Ron, you're just a naysayer or you're always talking doom. No, I'm talking reality. That's what we really chat about. That's why when I look at what's going on around the world, that can be a little bit disturbing. The U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.70 yield. Not good news for senior citizens who are trying to live off of their fixed income. That's why I'm going to chat a lot today about how you can take control of your future. And I'm going to tell you the exact opposite that some of the other radio people are spouting out. I heard one of them, not going to mention any names, Knoxville, Tennessee. But you know something, advice that might be sound, probably is sound in Knoxville, Tennessee, or Nashville, Tennessee, I'm not sure which he is. But the advice that comes from there might not be the exact same advice that would be valid, qualified, and beneficial in Southern California. You know, Knoxville, Tennessee, they're looking at house prices. You can buy a house for $100,000. Nice house for $100,000. Here in the state of confusion, you're probably not going to find a house that is ideal. Maybe a starter home. Maybe, you know, La Jolla, I think you can get a garage maybe for $100,000 a month. Maybe not. But that's where they are there. Here in the state of confusion, we're paying $2.78 a gallon for gasoline, and the country's at $2.04. So think about some of those things when we contemplate the guidance that you get. Now, when I look at the markets, the world economy, I look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It's a good barometer. At 1.70, very, very low number. I look at the German 10-year Bund. Yeah. I think I should have had another one of those.
Oh.
0.93%. So if you put your money into the German 10-year, you get 0.93% return on your money. In Japan, it's negative 0.57. You don't even get all your money back. So that's where we look at this and we say the economy, no matter what anybody wants to tell you, it is not doing well. Now, ironically enough, while the economy is not doing well, and I just shared with you where I'm getting this guidance, where I'm getting this information, but then I listened to a report and you go with the governor of our state of confusion. When he signed into law a $15 minimum wage and says that it does not make does not make economic sense.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yet he approves it anyway. Now, isn't he supposed to be looking out for the people of California, all the people of California, or does he only look out for elected officials? Because I'm going to quote right here. Economically, minimum wages may not make sense, but morally, socially, and politically, they make every sense because it binds the community together to make sure parents can take care of their kids. Well, you tell me, how does doing something politically motivated, which he just said, that's not me, I'm not a big fan of his, but he says it's politically motivated. How does that help take care of the average person's kids? Now, it might help take care of politicians' kids, but think about it. I mean, can you really believe that he's comes out and says economically minimum wages may not make sense? Yet, in the state of confusion, we continue to vote the same way. We continue to he went in a landslide. He told people when he was elected the first time, say what you must to get elected and then do what you want once you're there. He said it. Really? And we keep doing it. And now Governor Mario Cuomo, he's doing the same thing in New York. And you wonder why the people are revolting. You wonder why Bernie Sanders has such a ring of momentum going with him. You wonder why Donald Trump has so much momentum. You get these loons like Jerry Brown telling you that he's signing a law for political motivation only because it doesn't make economic sense for you and me. Unbelievable. Yet we're still here in the state of confusion. So being that we know that the politicians are not looking out for you and I, maybe we can just go and have a little bit of a conversation about something else that's probably not in our best interest, but we'll talk about it anyway. I'm trying to bring some numbers up here just for a little bit of fun because, yeah, we can. So here's the issue that I want to share with you is there is a big movement going right now that we should probably chat about. Baseball stadiums, they are in a race to make the most outrageous hot dog. Now, that one is something we can all get behind. From a $27 2-foot-long cheesesteak at Yankee Stadium to the $26 burgeriza, huge burger with pizza on either side instead of a bun at the Atlanta Braves ballpark. Yeah, you got to look at some of these. Foot-long hot dogs. I'm looking at the pictures of these right now. Big demand for it. So I wonder if they're going to start putting the automatic defibrillators in some of the stadiums. Probably going to need it. At least one thing that was pretty exciting last night in baseball. The Padres, probably not exciting, losing 7-0. I don't think they've scored yet this year. Giants, the Brewers took it to the Giants, I think. Sorry, Steve. The Angels, they did not lose. We got it made. Benefit to a day off. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat about how you can save some money, how you can retire, what the Fed is saying about an interest rate hike, building wealth. Yeah, the first rung on the ladder is housing. We'll talk about it. And HUD, Housing and Urban Development, got upcoming plans for the reverse mortgage. You know that I'm a fan of that. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before. Or make a child's lifelong wish come true. What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Yep. If you want to know the equity in your home, you've just got to text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. The professionals at Ron Siegel Radio, the real estate professionals, they're in your neighborhood. We talk to them in almost every county of the country so that we're getting the data that's right for you. Well, what they're telling us is, you know, you're not getting the right data when you just go to some of those online services. Put in your address, they spit something out at you. Well, it's almost as good as going to Zillow. Maybe that's where they're going to. I don't know. And Zillow will tell you right on their site that they don't have the most accurate information, that that is a algorithm figuring out what your property value is. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not sure I like the idea of an algorithm telling me that my house is worth $550,000 to $650,000. Really? Is that, you know, that's a pretty big spread. How do I make a business decision based on that? Well, text ATP to 79564. Actually, text PEAR. You go right directly to the area trusted real estate professionals. PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review. Saw an interesting article is what I wanted to share with you this morning in the real-time real estate segment. And every major school, every major research institution comes out with these different pieces of data. This one comes from the Urban Land Institute and the MacArthur Foundation, online resource for the most rigorous research and practical information on how a quality, stable, affordable home in a vibrant community contributes to individual and community success. Yeah, that's the headline of their report. And the report, they published a report, it's called The First Rung on the Ladder to Economic Opportunity is Housing. I should have Gomer ready for that one because you know...
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
We spend a lot of time talking about economic opportunity. You're paying for housing somewhere. The question is, are you paying your mortgage or are you paying somebody else's? Quote directly out of the report, the ladder to economic success can stretch only so high without the asset building power of home ownership. Home equity provides Americans with the ability to send their children to college with less student loan debt and is the primary source of funds for retirement. Half of the assets of Americans over age 55 are in their home. Half of the assets of Americans over age 55 are in their home. Bottom line, we've often posted that the net worth of a family owning a home is 45 times greater than that of a family that rents. We talked about that earlier in the week or last week. The correlation here is not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. So how do we plan for this? How do we address it? How do we deal with these issues? And what is the financial planning likelihood? Now, I'm going to share with you, and again, I hearken back, and I should just share with you because one of the things that I just mentioned to you was student loan debt, and I saw an article through the Wall Street Journal, 43% of student loan borrowers don't make payments, 43%. More than 40% of Americans with student loan debt are either not making payments at all or are behind. So think about that. With those kind of statistics, think twice about taking on student loan debt and think twice about the idea of, are your kids taking it on? Are you giving them that counsel to take it on? Where does it make sense for them to be doing that? I suggest that why are we not looking at student loan? One of the biggest problems with student loan debt, to be honest with you, is it's too simple. Our young people can get it without qualifying. As long as they qualified to get into the school, they can take on the debt. That's where the problem comes from. Then you look and you say, okay, so how do I deal with all of these things? I don't like giving out problems without offering some sort of a solution. I know there's guys out there, and even the president came up with the line that if it bleeds, it leads. And I can't really say that he's wrong because so many of our institutions, so many of our media, and I won't say news because for the most part, there are no news stations left anymore. I looked at the Wall Street Journal. They're basically just a puppet for the Democrat Party anymore. I'm sorry, not the Wall Street, the New York Times. And you look at some of their articles, it's more commentary than it is news. It's not worthy of being called a newspaper. It's just called the New York Times. They don't even, you know, ironically enough, I didn't even think about that until I just said it. The New York Times does not even refer to themselves as a newspaper. It's the New York Times. Think about that. One of the other radio guy, big radio guy in Knoxville, Tennessee, talks consistently about paying off your house. And you know that I'm a contrarian to that. I don't believe that it's sound economic guidance to tell somebody to pay off their house. I will share with you from an emotional standpoint I can concur from an emotional standpoint. But your future, are you looking to make your decisions on your future from emotions? When you look at your 401k or your IRA, do you make the decision on how much money you're going to put into them strictly based on emotion? I would suggest that's probably not your best idea. I would suggest you do that from some level of intelligence, statistics, and not just emotion. From an emotional standpoint, I cannot argue with somebody for their desire to have a home free and clear, from an emotional standpoint. But again, I'm not looking to guide anybody on their emotions. There are clergy, psychologists, psychiatrists, they can help with emotions. When I look at the financial picture, and I usually deal heavily on the debt side of your balance sheet. I deal heavily on the debt side, not on the asset side. But you can't take them one and separate them completely. So I look at the characteristics of home equity and think about what those characteristics are. And if I shared with you these characteristics, and I'm going to say to you, how much money would you deposit in the following investment? How much would you deposit in the following? Just like you deposit in your 401k, if you have one, sorry. But, I mean, you shouldn't. IRA shouldn't have one of those either. But many do. Into your savings account. You know, I told you that the savings account's not making you any money right now. I did look up the Dow Jones, and it's obviously been a serious, serious roller coaster. Today, the Dow Jones, the stock market is down 174 points as I'm speaking to you. How much money do you want to put there? Oil, that's down at $36 and change. You want to put more money there? U.S. Treasuries, that's 1.699 is the yield as I'm speaking to you right now. Is that a great place to put your money? Probably not your best bet, but people continue to do it. But let's think about this one that even more people talk about. You determine the amount of monthly contributions and the length of time for each of the contributions to continue. Okay. You can pay more than the minimum that you set up, but not less. If you attempt to pay less, the financial institution keeps all of the previous contributions. The money in the account is not liquid. The money deposited in the account is not safe from loss of principal. Each contribution made to the account results in less safety of principal. The money deposited in the account earns 0% rate of return. Your income tax liability increases with each new contribution. And when the plan is fully funded, there is no income paid out to you. Does that sound like the investment that you want? That is called a mortgage and home equity. That's a mortgage and home equity. None of those are things that are really, if I said them to you without the couching it ahead of time, saying that I'm not a fan of having a lot of home equity, what would you have said to me? Ron, you don't know what you're talking about, Ron. Where are you coming up with your numbers? Why would you say that home equity and paying off your home or the desire to pay off your home is a poor investment choice? Well, think about every one of those options I just shared with you. The bank will take your home away from you if you start making payments and don't make all of them and you don't make the minimum amount. Why do you want to keep having that as you're looking toward it? Does it make any sense to you? In 2007, 2008, 2009, we saw how much money you could lose in home equity. But if you took all that money out and you put it into a safe, secure investment that I'm going to talk to you about in a minute, you would still have all of that equity and you wouldn't be looking up saying, what am I going to do now? We'll talk about that and more when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Fed say an April rate hike, what are they going to do? HUD teases upcoming plans for the reverse mortgage program. We're going to talk about that as well. And you can reach me anytime at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for a mortgage, or to take advantage of the interest rates, yes, 3.75% 30-year fixed rate APOR this year, this month is, holy cow, my mind's gone blank, 3.75% 30-year fixed rate APOR this week. Question, we've been talking regularly this year so far. The Federal Reserve told us that we are going to see increases in interest rates. They had told us that we should figure on 4 rate hikes this year. Well, they started doing that. December 16th, they did a rate hike. Then we started looking and seeing, well, what's the economy saying? What's the economy? What are the numbers? Because the Fed tells us the same thing, is they want to raise rates based on the data of what the economy is saying. Well, the Open Market Committee, they're going to meet again in April, and the likelihood of them raising rates seems like it is pretty slim. not looking a whole lot. Now we're looking at maybe June will be the next rate hike. But the thing you do want to know is interest rates fluctuate. And I get notifications all day long about what's happening in the mortgage-backed securities market. I've shared this with you before, that mortgage-backed securities, they really are the driver for where the interest rates really, really come from. Now, some people will look at it and they say, well, what about the 10-year Treasury, Ron? You cite that all the time. Well, the 10-year Treasury is the driver of the mortgage-backed securities. Mortgage-backed securities then drive your mortgage interest rate. Right now, I'm watching the 10-year Treasury dropping on the yield, which means that the interest rates are also dropping on home loans. So where we've seen for the last week that the 30-year fixed rate APOR of 3.75, I've been sharing with you, I think that we're going to see that go down a little bit. Right now, the yield on the 10-year Treasury, 1.698. I told you it wouldn't surprise me to see that go to 1.2 to 1.4 range. 1.2 to 1.4. Now, what do you do if you're contemplating redoing your mortgage, if you haven't taken advantage of it yet, or if you've bought a house in the last year? Well, the answer to that question is you need to explore. You need to explore. You need to know what's going on. How can you make an educated decision when you're not educated? That's the whole issue right there. I want you to have that education. Talk to your mortgage professional and see if it makes sense for you to be making a change. Now, I'm a big, big proponent of getting into the market, understanding where the market is, understanding what your positions are. And then what you need to know is, what are the options? What can you do? Get your loan, your application in, get all of your documentation in, get your appraisal done, and you might either take a look at where the market is for you and lock in, or maybe right now, I'm telling a lot of people, unless your ratios, and I know this gets kind of technical, but I knew that there's also a number of technical people, what we call technicians, who listen to the broadcast. My suggestion is, don't lock your loan rate right now unless you really have to, because interest rates are still looking very, very strong. And why would you want to be tied into something? Again, I shared with you that APOR rate being 3.75 on a 30-year fixed rate loan. Does that mean everybody gets it? No. But you start looking and you're seeing, what are your specific loan level price adjusters? And there are different price adjusters for every individual. Different price adjusters for every individual. So there's a price adjuster based on your equity position. There's a price adjuster based on your debt-to-income ratio, based on your credit score, based on your property type. What are you doing? Is it a purchase money loan? Is it a rate and term refinance? Could be even that you're looking at a cash out loan, doing that debt consolidation loan that we spoke about earlier in the week. Or you're doing what I were just talking to you about before the break. That's another one of those issues of financial planning using your mortgage. Financial planning using your mortgage. So when I share with folks, and again, there's a lot of people that will not tell you what I've been telling you this morning. Why? Well, because the financial regulators don't like what I'm sharing with you. They don't want a financial planner to tell you it might be in your best interest to go into debt to make a financial investment. Why? Well, they look at it and say, you might lose your money. And they're afraid of you losing your money. So why would they don't want anybody to say, take out a loan, invest it where you might lose your money, and then try and make a better life for yourself. So let's look at the other side of that. How about refinancing your home, taking out the most possible money, and putting it into an investment that we like? How about one that is liquid? How about an investment that is safe? Maybe guaranteed or insured. How about a high rate of return and tax benefits associated with it? All of those are possible. Where? And tell me more about it, Ron. That's the issue. So here's the item. And I've shared this with you. And again, the financial people cannot tell you to do this because they're governed by regulators. Their compliance people will go crazy if they come out and say that this is a good idea. But I'm going to say to you, and I'm going to demonstrate for you in the next segment, exactly how you can retire or how you potentially could, because there's no guarantees in this world. There's no guarantees you can retire with an IRA. The only guarantee with an IRA is you're going to get taxed on it at the end, and the tax liability is probably going to be a lot higher at the end when you take that money to use it than it would have been if you paid taxes on it initially. But here's what I'm chatting about. Safe or secure, guaranteed or insured investment that lets you put money into a specialized investment vehicle. That vehicle historically is going to get 2 to 13% rate of return. 2 to 13% rate of return. It is insured by AAA rated insurance companies. Has a AAA rated insurance company ever not paid? Not to date. Could it happen? Yes. But a lot of things could happen. Government doesn't like the idea of insurance companies not paying off. So they don't really do that too much. So like I say, AAA rated has not ever done it. So when you put the money into these insurance vehicles, we've talked to Allison Ferguson about these. We've talked to Pat Moran about these different vehicles. What do they yield? And why do I say that they're high rate of return? Well, here's the answer to that question. In the last 30 years, they average about 8%. Can I promise that going forward? No. But in the last 30 years, that's what they have done. Like that idea. I like a 8% return. The beauty of it is because it is an insurance-based product, it's going to be 2% minimum. 2% minimum return. So when the market went from, 15, 16,000 in 2006 down to 6,500 in 2009, a lot of seniors, especially a lot of people that are retiring, got very, very scared. They were losing a lot of money if they had to take money out of their houses or they had to take money out of their retirement plans if they had that required minimum distribution. They had to take money out at a low number, then pay taxes on it, and then what do they have left to show for it? Well, the rate of return that I'm talking about, if it were to continue, and I can't guarantee it will, 8%, that's a pretty strong number. I like 8%. I'd be happy with 8%. Can't guarantee it, but I'd be very, very happy with that. If you do it the wrong way, the whole thing becomes taxable. So we don't want to do it the wrong way. That's why you need to talk to the people who understand the program, understand how it's done. But you take the money out of your property, invest it properly in these insurance-based vehicles, get a long-term horizon. And right now the thing is great because you can take the money out at an amazing interest rate. Like I said, APOR this week, 3.75%. Interesting. I like that. Now, does it mean that it's going to be there all the time? No, it's going to go up. Interest rates are going to go. Eventually, they're going to go up. So think about that concept. I'm going to tell you what this will do for you. Maybe, and the illustration I used for a legitimate live client got him $18,000 a month projected income in retirement. $18,000 a month projected, well, I shouldn't say income because he didn't have to pay taxes on it, so it's revenue in retirement. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. How do you do it, Ron? We're going to talk about it when we come back. Also, a reverse mortgage. There are some plans for changes in the reverse mortgage program coming up. We will talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Wow, what do we got coming? We got a lot still to cover today, so we better get right at it. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Actually, just the area trusted professionals. That's your household board of directors. Yeah, you got to know them. A lot going on in the household board of directors world. I just had a dealt with a situation yesterday in referring people out. And, you know, I do that a lot as a consumer advocate. It's very rewarding being able to pick up the phone and call somebody and help another individual who's got some tough times. And we're able to do that. And it's basically because of the Area Trusted Professional Program. Young man lost his father, didn't know what to do about a house and house payments and the whole estate. And thank goodness we were able to pick up the phone, call one of those area trusted professionals in a real time of crisis for a listener and really be helpful. It gives us a sense of fulfillment for what we do every morning here on Ron Siegel Radio and our entire radio team and staff. It's you know, we're blessed. We're blessed. We're able to chat with you each morning. That is the Area Trust Professional Program. Text ATP to 79564. HUD, Housing Department of Housing and Urban Development, is teasing about the upcoming plans for the reverse mortgage. They were speaking during the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association conference in New York City. And they're talking about how so many of the programs in the reverse mortgage world have evolved recently. And now 89% of all of the reverse mortgages being done through the FHA program, 89% are being done with an adjustable rate program, an adjustable rate product. Getting rid of that fixed rate product and not drawing the full amount of money at the onset of the program. I think that's a great change to the program. I know a lot of seniors are concerned whenever they hear adjustable rate. And it scares our seniors. And the reason it scares our seniors is because they all lived in the decade of the 1980s. They all remember double-digit interest rates. Well, the FHA reverse mortgage has set it up such that you don't want to be overpaying on interest right now, especially as a senior. Now, the seniors can even do better by making sure you need to do a key component. And I'm just looking, I've actually got a scenario right in front of me of a listener who has a $700,000 house and owes $182,000 on it. And in his first year availability, now remember, he will not lose his house by doing a reverse mortgage. It's nothing different than a forward mortgage other than the way the payment structure is done. You have to pay your property taxes. You have to pay your insurance. Same as on a regular mortgage, on a forward mortgage. So think about some of these issues. But on this particular one, $700,000 house could be a little bit less and the numbers would still be the same based on his age and his status. The first year, he could pay off his exact mortgage, everything that his obligations now. So he's going to save right there $1,700 a month in cash flow. $1,700 a month cash flow. And the first year, he's going to have a line of credit of up to $31,000. So he could take a check and write a check to do home improvements, $31,000 if he wanted to. But more, if he does spend all of that the first year, the next year, and thereafter, he's got a line of credit of $145,000. What can he do with that? Anything he wants. Now, again, we are not recommending taking that money and going crazy and wasting it, blowing it, buying cars, boats. Not a whole lot of seniors are doing that. But the idea here is financial planning. And again, they're not going to tell you to do this. This is not their program. They don't like saying take money out and putting it into another investment. But let's go with a couple of thoughts here. First off, are we back now? I think we're back again. Okay, sorry about that. We had a little bit of connectivity problems. That means you know that you're live. I hope it's not Big Brother listening to me telling you that the information they give you is probably not financially sound and in your best interest. But I'm going to share this with you anyway, lest Big Brother is watching and knocking us out again. So here it is. This is a scenario that I worked on with somebody that's not a senior, that was absolutely in the arena of having a house that was worth $630,000. He had a mortgage on there. We were able to put a new mortgage on his property for $504,000, taking out $126,000. Now, remember in the last segment I told you that historically these investments had earned 8%. Will they earn it in the future? I don't know. But historically, that's what they were doing for about 30 years on average, some years more, some years less. But we'll just use an average. So I then went and said, okay, I'm going to use a number of 7.2%. And you're like, Ron, what the heck were you using? 7.2%. Number one, it's a 10% variance from the 8%. But more importantly, it's easy. At 7.2%, I know that the investment will double every 10 years because it's the rule of 72, and I don't want to go into that right now, but take my word for it if you want. Look up the rule of 72. It'll tell you that. So he takes and invests this money, the $126,000, in these investments that I'm telling you about. I don't sell them. Don't make any money on them. And he does this every 5 years. Now, remember I told you yesterday that year over year, California property values had appreciated 7.1%. Will that happen every year? No. So I used a 5% appreciation. So 5 years out, his property would be worth $804,000. He's going to take that money out again, whatever he can. So this time he can take out another $139,000, adding it to the money that he had before that had grown. And now he's got $340,000 in this other investment. And he's going to do this over and over and over again until he's ready to retire. And at the point that he's ready to retire, 30 years down the road, has he paid off his mortgage? Absolutely not. Because remember, I told you, we want that investment to work. And it doesn't matter whether there is a mortgage on the property or not. Last year, according to CoreLogic, California properties appreciated at 7.1%. They didn't say properties with a mortgage appreciated at 7.1 because it's irrelevant. They didn't say properties with no mortgage appreciated at 7.1 because that's irrelevant. Properties on a whole, the mean increase was 7.1%. And I used a number of 5%. So what does that mean? At the end of the 30-year time period, there is still a mortgage on the property of $1.7 million. But that side account, that account that we were talking about that was going to keep on growing if that happened properly, that's at $4.4 million. $4.4 million. Now you add those two together, net worth $5.4 million. Now I did not put any money into a 401k or an IRA in this example because I know that those accounts are geared to take your money away from you. A 401k and an IRA are totally geared for the government. They're not geared for you. Financially, they make absolutely no sense. Some people don't have the ability to save money any other way, so they have to. Okay, but here we go. Look at this. We got $5.4 million net worth, and if you take a 5% distribution annually, that comes out to $18,000. Per month, per year, yeah, monthly, $18,000. Is it taxed? No, because we're going to show you how to do it the right way. So it's not a taxable event. You still have that mortgage, though. Well, that is a tax-deductible item. And if we had a 6% interest rate, not the 3.75% APOR that we have right now, that would be a $10,000 mortgage payment. Our net off of that, $11,500 a month net, because that 6% is deductible. What if you wanted to just pay off the mortgage at that time? Well, if you wanted to, you could, and you'd still have $11,000 a month coming in. That's the benefit of doing financial planning using debt as well as assets. Want more information? Call me, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house.